And welcome back. I'm Scott Singer, and let's move on to the Saturday night game as the Titans travel to the Patriots. They'll kick off at 8:15 Eastern time. No surprise to see the Patriots in the postseason again. They've won the AFC East 8 straight years and 13 of the past 14 seasons. We are surprised to see the Titans make it, though, to this divisional playoff game. They were big underdogs in Kansas City last week. It looked like the Chiefs had that game in hand, and then Tennessee came back from a 21-3 deficit, and they pull off a victory on the road 22-21, and, well, now they bring that magic to Foxborough. Mike?
Yeah, wow, the Chiefs simply can't win in the postseason. Kansas City's now 1-12 in playoff games, going back to 1994. Not to take anything away from Tennessee, but because that was a great comeback win. No one saw it coming. Tennessee kept to their plan. Run the ball, stop the run. Great comeback win there. New England, Scott, their roster changes every year. No matter who comes, who goes, they win the AFC East and they compete for a Super Bowl. Pats got off to a slow start this season at 2-2, but since week four, they're 11-1.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting when you talk about the Patriots and the changes they make. It's almost like the draft doesn't matter anymore. It's who can they handpick from other teams that make the difference. And I think they had trouble early this year. Cooks didn't perform that great early in the season, but they've kind of gotten him on board. He and Brady are now in sync a little bit more. And then of course they got the best tight end in football, and it just creates matchup problems for any team that plays them, as they can go to Gronk at any time, and that's just a big part of what they do. There is one big weakness, though, that the Patriots have. They've addressed it a little bit, but they have a hard time setting the edge defensively, and teams that can run jet sweep and get to the corner, get speed on that corner quickly, that creates a problem for New England, as we saw in the Miami game, where Miami played really well against them just 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, most people thought that the Pats fell asleep on that Monday night game, but Miami was ready. It was a trap game for New England. That was their only loss since week four that we talked about. And you talked about Gronkowski at tight end. Well, if you go back and look at Tennessee and that great comeback, it might not have happened if it weren't for the Chiefs tight end, Kelce, getting knocked out of the game. He had four catches for 66 yards and a touchdown before leaving that game with a concussion. Now, nothing against Kelce, he's a great player, Pro Bowl player. But now Tennessee has to try to contain Rob Gronkowski, who's about 6'7", 270.
Yeah, and he's just a matchup nightmare for any defensive back. It's just, he's just a freak and the best, and that's the biggest compliment I can pay him. I mean, he is just absolutely awesome, and you can throw it anywhere, and he's got great hands, great size, and great speed, and it's just a big, big matchup problem for any defense, especially smaller defensive backs.
What did you make anything out of the media trying to say there's a rift between Brady and Brady was glad that Garoppolo was traded? Do you make anything of that?
Not at all. I think Robert Kraft has a great relationship with Brady. I think he's got a great relationship with Belichick, or they wouldn't be working together for this long. And I don't know where stuff like that comes from. I have no inside knowledge of the Patriots, but if there is a problem, these guys are so professional that it's not going to be a problem on the field. That's just the way they handle it. It's a professional situation over there. I think every team in the NFL would like to emulate what they do. And I just, it's just a machine. It's a business. Somebody goes down, they find a new person. They handpick, free agents, whatever, whoever's on the block they can find, and they'll find a role for you, and they make it work. So I don't think that's going to play into the game at all.
Yeah, I don't either. I think Brady put that to rest. And really, if you look at it just on the surface, it's crazy to say that Tom Brady feels relieved that his backup is gone. No one has more job security than Tom Brady. Plus, he's not going to play forever, okay? He's 40-something years old. And I thought just the very premise of that that notion that Brady was so happy that Garoppolo was traded. And he's a fine player, but Brady's not going to be getting benched anytime soon. So
I think the only thing that he may have been happy about was, I think they're very good friends. He seems to be, excited about the success he's had in San Francisco, and I think you know, I think he's just happy for him because I, you know, it was probably hard for him, you know, if they were friends, knowing that, you know, this guy's not getting an opportunity in New England in the present situation. And, you know, and let's be honest, I mean, the way Brady plays, he doesn't take a lot of hits. I mean, it's very rare you see a sack or a hit on him or a blindside hit. Now, that's not to say that can't happen tomorrow, but and every player is one play away, but, you know, he just, the way he plays, yeah, he might be 40 years old, but he doesn't take the beating that a lot of NFL quarterbacks take on the field.
That's right. He gets it out quick, and he's got his underneath guys. He's got his tight end, and then it opens up downfield plays. He doesn't take a lot of hits, and that's a excuse me, a big reason why he has such longevity and is a Hall of Famer. And another thing, Scott, the sports books in Vegas and across the world, they don't like the Patriots. The public,
they don't. 13.5, they're begging you to play them. So yeah. I think this game will be closer than you think. I think the Titans are riding a wave of momentum right now, and that's key in the playoffs. I mean, look at the teams across the years that have come from that wild card spot and won a Super Bowl, and they're doing what those other teams have done, but they are going to run into a wall up there in New England this weekend. It's going to be cold. It's going to be Patriot weather, but I do think it's a little closer than what the experts may think.
Yeah, and, you know, the sports books, they inflate the Patriot lines, and the public still goes to the window and bets them. And look, the Patriots, they're 35-15-2 against the number their last 52 home games, and you and I both know that many of those games were double digits. So it's a tough game for me. I very rarely ever lay double digits in the NFL, so I'm going to lean to the under in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I just think it's going to be harder for the Titans to move the ball this week. I think they got a lot of momentum. A lot of things went their way too in the second half. I mean, it's how often does a quarterback throw a pass, hits a defender, he catches it, runs it in, it gets double points in fantasy football for you that weekend.
Twice. That's how often it happens. Two times ever.
I mean, that's just one of those days where you just have to shake your head. It's kind of like the catch. Patriots had in the Super Bowl last year. It's just you just shake your head like, wow, that, you know, how often does that happen? But I think the Patriots are going to have a little too much for Tennessee at the end of the day, but I think it is a little closer than anyone may think.
All right, Scott, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at both of Sunday's games. You're listening to Inside the Numbers.